This is CliffCentral.com.
So Sebastian Esser, CEO and founder of a German news website called Kraut Reporter. Sebastian, crowdfunding is one of those things that when you're on the internet, you hear a lot about. And I think for a lot of people trying to start out a business, we all think this is the easy thing to do and this is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
How easy was it to put together your crowdfunding campaign, and did it yield the results you were looking for?
So it was not easy, but it worked. So I guess it was worth it. I mean, crowdfunding kind of sounds like a magical thing, but really it's not. It's a form of marketing. You create a campaign and you set a date so that the campaign kind of gets emotional. And if the offering, if the product you're offering is interesting to a lot of people, then crowdfunding can help to mobilize those people. So that's why it's so nice to work with crowdfunding on the internet, where you have viral effects and ideas can spread, and then people kind of communicate through money in this crowdfunding. But that in itself doesn't make a business model, you know. That was kind of our investment round, if you will, as a company. We needed a lot of money to start this company, but then the business model itself is memberships, which is different from crowdfunding.
And your people that took to your campaign, that responded positively to your campaign, were they all Germans from Germany, or did you have all over the world people come onto your crowdfunding
platform? We do have a lot of expat German members, so they're mostly German because we publish in German. So that's the reason. But we do have a lot of people from outside Germany who live somewhere around the world and who are dependent on online news from home, so to speak, and they tend to like Kraut Reporter. I don't know the reason for that, but maybe we have like a global open outlook on things, maybe.
Well, maybe it's also because of the way that you do your reporting, which is very different. And I think that was important for you, having heard you and your editor speaking just now. From the outset, you wanted to do things differently. You wanted to talk to people at their level, to not talk down to them like so many newspapers do, or talk up to them and patronize them. So I think it was probably part of that that made it successful initially. How does your reporting work? You do one story a day.
We do just one story a day. We tend to publish very long stories that take a long time to report, that are more interested in the bigger picture, in the connections, in the background stories. And usually, if not the idea itself, that happens a lot, comes from our members. Some form of information in that story comes from our members, because we kind of feel that there's always someone within our member base of 10,000 people that is an expert in the stuff that we write about. You know, it's the dirty secret of journalism that we don't know that much. it's maybe our knowledge of journalists have maybe a wide knowledge, but not a very deep one. It's more like a pool of water that is not very deep. But if you know how to connect to the experts, and you have a direct relationship with them, they trust you, and you kind of know of them, and you can ask them for information, for contacts.
So how many journalists do you have?
At the moment, we have, I think, 12 journalists that are working for us on a regular basis, and also some freelancers.
Okay. Is the economic model just memberships?
Yes.
You don't do any advertising, as Pumi said, so you don't have to worry about where your money's coming from, because it's only coming from your readers.
Exactly. I mean, we do when we can work with foundation stuff, but we've only done that twice, because it's usually not worth all the work. And then you have to do stories that you're not really interested in and all that. So as soon as we can only rely on this one income source, then we will. We already do. As I said, we only got money from other sources twice, from foundations, once in 2014 and once last year. But concentrating on this one income model is a good idea because it kind of just focuses everybody on what's important. And as soon as the interests of our readers, of our members, are aligned with our own interests, not only, you know, editorial, political, but also economic, then that's a perfect model for journalism, we feel. You know, the better our story, the better the conversion of people who want to join as members, and that's unusual.
Speaking of that alignment between your members and your readers and yourselves as a business, one of the things that strikes me predominantly with the businesses that we've seen throughout the week is there seems to be a very strong sense locally here in Berlin, at least from what we have seen, that people want good news, they want good journalism, and they are willing to pay good money to keep it safe from advertisers. You know, people are saying we don't want companies or big capital to influence the way that our reporters or the way that the news that we get is skewed.
Right.
Is this specific to just Berlin, or is this an entire Germany or Europe even as a whole? Because I mean, we watch Fox, CNN, all of those guys, and there's a lot of interference that you see, the slant of the politics and the politicians and business.
Yeah.
Is that a German thing, or is it a Berliner thing?
Well, I think the problem is a worldwide thing. You know, people in the US, and I'm sure in South Africa, it's the same, tend to distrust journalists nowadays. And that has to do with a lot of things that, you know, don't have to go into. And I wish there were more people in Germany and in Berlin that would pay for independent news, frankly. It looks more because you've talked to all of us. But I think membership, as we call it, you know, if you get something in return and if you like what this journalism is about, is something that is picking up all over the world. And I think it can work in any country. Because I've talked to a lot of international colleagues of mine, people who are thinking about how to find alternative ways to fund journalism. They keep telling me, well, that's great, it works here, but it won't work in my country. And that's never true. It always works. You know, it works as soon as somebody tries. And I've experienced that a lot of times, actually, in Eastern Europe, in also in parts of Africa, like in northern the Maghreb part of Africa, also in South America. It doesn't work in a way like you would think of a big national newspaper or a TV station where billions of dollars are being made. It works in smallish ways, in small communities of people who are closely connected through a common issue, a common belief, a common need, you know, local news, news about sports, even down to a club level, or even politics. You know, people who are just interested in stories about corruption will pay for somebody whose job it is to look into corruption. You just have to ask them. And that's the first step, you know, start asking people to pay, and they will.
This is very inspiring, and congratulations, because I think what you've managed to create here is a very sustainable business that is very ethical as well. And that for me is quite an inspiring thing, because we kind of think business, you know, business people, and you,
yeah,
kind of
right.
Nice guy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming.
This is CliffCentral.com.